Welcome to part 3 of building a dynamic community member-based website system, brought to you by DevelopPHP, created by Flash Building. And in the last section, or the last part, we left off with creating our universal header file, that's Flash in this case, and yours can be all HTML and CSS. And we haven't begun to dissect the homepage yet. We're still designing the homepage. We're going to set up some CSS. We'll add the CSS to the top, and then we're going to use a CSS style sheet. We'll zap all the CSS right out of here, put it in an external style sheet. That way, when we make all the other pages for the site, they'll all stick to the same CSS rules and styles. And we can change everything universally to make programming the site a whole lot easier when it comes to designing the layouts and changing the layouts later on, whatever. Okay, so we're in design mode, and we're going to add a table. So we can go right in here, and this is something a lot of developers might yell at me for, using tables, but I don't care, I'm going to use it anyway. So I'm going to go to Insert Table right below the div here, the div align that holds the object tag for the Flash file. We're going to add a table, make it 950, the same width as our header. Two columns, one row, and pixels. Press OK. Now if we look at that and see what we get. Now let's center that by highlighting it and going down here to the properties and hit center. And let's just make another one identical. Press Control C, highlight this table, press Control C. Go over to the side there, press Control V, and you put a copy, same exact, right under itself, and put 7 columns in this one, and that's going to be our footer. So let's just go ahead and type a few things in here. Let's say this is going to be a link. Let's give it a, make it an active link by giving it a pound sign down in the properties, expected in the link section there. Each one. And we'll define what these links are and where they go and what they say, what the labels will be when we figure out what we need them to be. For right now, we're just getting our layout set up. Now let's center all those. Okay, it looks like a good footer to me. Now inside the body section, let's go ahead and throw in some break tags here, so we can extend it out. And now let's pull this over to this side. And I'm going to have this section here for ads. And on your homepage, you might not want ads or anything like that. But on mine, there's going to be some ads. And on most of my pages, probably, for the whole system. Let's see, how big should that be? Let's just make it 180 for right now. And then I have this whole section to work with here. And you can lay out your structure of your table any way you need to. But inside of this main section here, on the home page, is where we'll have all the things that we want to display about our members and things like that. News flashes about what's going on cool on the site and everything like that. Whatever your site's about, maybe it's about photography, community of musicians, community of graphic designers, community of webmasters, any kind of community you're making. So let's see, let's go ahead and make this a different color here. Let's give this a background color of gray so we can see what it's going to do in the browser. Press Control S, save it, and FTP it, index.html. And remember the header.html, that's for the header file, the Flash header file. You never have to really touch that file again, that HTML file. Every time you output the Flash header file, it's just going to overwrite that SWF, but it won't ever overwrite your index.html page because it's not connected to that header file directly, if that makes any sense. Every time you publish out, that header file will be overwritten and made new. Okay, so let's go here, web intersect, and refresh. Okay, so now we have a 950 wide site, which might be, yeah, that'll work, because the information will be down here and the box won't be all gray like that. So let's go ahead back into Dreamweaver. Let's make that no color again. Okay, so that is, now we're going to go ahead and make sure we get the CSS styles we want in here for the whole site. We're going to make our style sheet, the ones we want to start with at least. So we'll get an external style sheet set up, and then we'll dissect the home page and make these included template files just to make life easier for the whole system, or for coding out the whole system. Okay, my site has a color scheme that I'm going to be working with, and yours would too. And these are going to be the major colors that I'll be using on the site. Kind of green, orange, black, gray, and white. And so inside of Dreamweaver, let's go ahead and set those styles up. That way we can get everything rolling right along with our CSS style sheet. And you can see here, I already have my link. And I'm going to have all this source code available in a few days when I finish this system, so you guys can get all the source code, so you can see what it's, how it's all put together without a doubt. And you can see I have style, a folder called style, and then main.css. So that's going to have to be the directory and the file for my style sheet when I go to create it. But I already sunk my link in here, just so I'm ready ahead of time when I go to create it. Okay, so let's go ahead and set up some styles. We'll go and call this one, say dot. Let's go down a couple more lines. Well, first let's go to the design view and make the font and everything the way we'd want it to be. So let's go to page properties, set the default font to Arial. That's what I want. You can set yours to anything. I'm going to set the default font size to 11 pixels and see how that looks. And then, or maybe 12 pixels. Text color should be almost black. Background color is white. You just leave it like it is and it'll be white. And the background image, we don't have one yet. Maybe we'll put one in later. Margins are all set. Links, we're going to make our links color. What color should we make our links? Let's see. I'm just going to leave them standard. So let's press apply. Okay, and you can see it changed the size of our text and everything a little bit. So let's see how that looks in the browser. You always want to check and see how things are going to look in the browser and on different browsers. That looks good to me. Okay, let's quickly set up the colors for the site now. So we can go, actually let's just go ahead and do it with text. So I'm just going to type out test, then go down a couple of lines, test and test. Make this one the color I would like it to be, which is that, which orange am I using? I forget. Let's see, orange would be that orange there. Okay, that orange. I also want this green, and that gray is good for default, but I want a lighter gray for some certain things. So let's use that one. Okay, those are the three colors I want. Let's go to code view, and up here it popped in three styles. You see that? And so we have a design view that's gray, style 4, style 3 is green, style 2 is orange. So let's change the name on those so it's more identifiable. Style 2 is orange, so let's say orange color. I think style 4 was the gray color, and this was the green color. So let's see if we get it right. Go down here, make this one green, orange, something like that, and the gray. Okay. So they all have a span class, orange color. You see how that's going to work? And then when we set this out into its external CSS file, those will still stick to those rules. Okay, so we have some colors set up that we want. And what else do we need? Let's just type some text into the home page. So let's see, I think that's all we need for the colors. Let's go ahead and set up this style sheet now. So file, we'll be adding more to it later. So let's go to new, basic CSS, and we have a CSS document, and we're going to go into the index file and snatch out all that CSS there from body all the way to the last one, which was the gray color. Press X, Control X. You can then get rid of all this. You don't need that. Go here, press Control V, File, Save As. We need a new folder called Style, remember? Style. And inside of that, we name this file main. Main.css. Save. Go back to index, press save. Now when we go to design, we can see it's still sticking to all those rules. So if we type in text and we want it styled with those colors, there they are. Even though none of those styles are in our HTML file, it's in our external CSS file now. So that's how we can set up our external CSS file, universal CSS file for the site, to make coding and laying out design a whole lot easier, especially as it gets bigger and you want to add changes to the layout or design. Okay, so you can see the meta tags I have here, and like I said, I'm going to have all the source code exact for everybody to download when the system's complete, or the foundation, when the foundation's complete. And so now we have a good start to the system, or the pages anyway, so we can, so let's go ahead and make this link right here say home. Let's make this link say, just for example, say, we'll make it say about. So about, we're gonna make that go to a page about.php. And now this one will go to http://www.webintersect. It'll go back to the home page. And this one will go here. Sure. Let's make it go to the full URL. There. Okay, now we'll set up the includes and dissect this bad boy by making them this footer and the header included files. So all we have to do is go to File, New, PHP, Dynamic, PHP, and go to Code View. Zap all that out of there. Go back to Design View. Now we'll go to Index. Let's grab the header. Let's go into the code. Grab that div align center right there. The whole div tag. Opening and closing tags. Press Control X. leave a little space. So we're going to be adding something there in a second. And let's go to that untitled file, go back into code view, pop all that code in. Now go to file, save as. Back in the root directory, we're going to name this header TMPLT, for short for template. Header template. Let's just name it full. Template. Header template. And it's PHP in the root directory. Save. Okay, now we turn the index.html into an index.php. So we say save as index.php instead of HTML. Save. And now we go into the code view here again. And right there, between or above the body table there, we're going to add PHP tag, which is going to be, this is how we're going to include our header and footer into all of our pages universally, and any other things that we want. Include underscore once, and then we can just type in two double quotes, semicolon, and then close off the PHP tags. And right here, we're going to include, oops, sorry, we already typed that. This is going to be the header template. Template.php. So that's how it's going to work. And if we press save, we have our header template here. We can test it out, and I can prove it to you that it's going to work. We just put up index.php. Let's remove index.html here. Delete it. Yes. And let's go on the web, and you can see that it's gone. See? Now let's go back to FTP, the index.php, and the header template file now. And now if we go back, refresh, ta-da! The header is now, oh, I forgot, we need our CSS folder. Just bring that whole style folder right over. It's got the main cascading style sheet in it. So let's go ahead and refresh again now, and we'll have our margin set back. Okay, that looks great. Now when we click this, now all we have to do, let me show you the handiness of this now. Well, we'll go back into header, into the index design view. Let's do the same to this. Control X, highlight the table, Control X, file, new, PHP, and we're in design view. Let's go into code, zap that out, go back to design view, press Control V, pop that table right back in, make sure it's just the table in the code view, and let's save this as footer template. And it's a PHP file. Make sure it's PHP. Save it. Now we include it just like we did that one. We can just grab that, press Control C, go down underneath the table for the body section, and footer template. Footer template. So you rename that include once. Footer template. And you can include or include once, which it's very literal what it means here. It just includes the file once. You can include a file many times on a web page, but this makes sure it only includes it once. Okay, let's go ahead and put this up now. Let's file index.php. Now we'll go and refresh, and you'll see that there's no footer, because our template's not up, remember? So we FTP the footer template. Footer template, header template, everything's up. Now we'll refresh. There's our footer. our header and our body sections all set up. Now create a new page, index.php, our home page. Let's save that as about.php and press save. Now it's about.php. All you have to do is change the keywords to whatever, about web intersect. I'll put more later. Description is about web intersect, and right here the title, about web intersect. And so now we have, you can make 20-30 pages this way, and they'll all have the same header and footer. I'll show you. Let's go put this where is it, about.php. Let's go back to the web. Let's refresh the home page. Click about. And there it is. Here we are on about.php. You can see we have the same exact header, the same exact footers. Let's click home. Goes back to webintersect.com, the home page. So you can see the handiness of that. As you're going to be building a bigger system, you won't have to change these. You go straight into these little footer and header files and make all the changes or additions you want, and you FTP that back up to the server, and all 100 pages that you have, all 100,000 pages, however many pages you have, will all be updated at once. That's the handiness. That's why I had to take all the time to show you guys this, because you know, some people were having trouble understanding how all the files are connected and how things are included using PHP. And so yeah, that pretty much wraps up part 3. We'll, in part 4, I think I said we'll make the registration form in part 3, but I don't think we'll have time to squeeze it into this video. We'll squeeze it, I'll squeeze it into the next one. I'll make it directly after right now. So yeah, next one we'll create the registration form that puts the members information into our member database, and then we can really get moving with this thing.